From the Fairbanks Museum in St. Johnsbury, welcome to this midday edition of the Eye on the Sky forecast. Unseasonably humid conditions today will be accompanied by record or near-record heat. Highs will range in the upper 80s to lower 90s, with some mid-90s possible in the Champlain, St. Lawrence, and Connecticut valleys. Showers and thunderstorms will be scattered in the Adirondacks and isolated elsewhere in the northern mountains and southern greens. For the date, most areas show their record highs to have occurred fairly recently in 2010. Examples include Burlington with a record of 91 degrees and Rutland with a record of 90. But in some locations, it was warmer in 1914, which is when St. Johnsbury saw its record of 89, and when Saranac Lake and Glens Falls saw their records of 88 and 94, respectively. The heat will ratchet back slightly tomorrow and on Friday before doing so more decidedly over the weekend, but nighttime conditions will remain very warm and muggy through Friday night. We will see the most effect today from an upper-level ridge, the strength of which is extremely rare for this time of year. The strength of this ridge should prevent widespread precipitation this afternoon, but a few showers or storms might manage to develop over high terrain. At the surface, a sprawling area of high pressure is parked over the western Atlantic, centered a bit north of Bermuda. Along the southwestern fringe of this high spins what has become Tropical Storm Bertha, with its center positioned along the coast of South Carolina. This system will maintain its tropical storm status only briefly, but what remains of it will lift northward along the western fringe of high pressure tomorrow, its moisture becoming entrained in the broad south to southwesterly flow over the Tennessee and Ohio valleys. What remains of this will bring the chance of showers to southern and western portions of our region tomorrow afternoon, and some of its remnant moisture will pool along a cold front that will push in slowly from our northwest on Friday. Due largely to an increase in cloud cover, daytime temperatures will be a bit less warm tomorrow and on Friday, especially over southern areas. The humidity, however, will be with us through Friday night, with the cold front now likely not to move off to our southeast until Saturday morning. The most widespread precipitation for our region will likely occur from Friday afternoon into Friday night, as the approaching cold front and a disturbance out ahead of it both start to interact with the very humid air that will be in place. A very different air mass will be moving in behind the front over the weekend, with a few lingering showers and highs mainly in the 70s on Saturday, and then mainly in the 60s on Sunday, and with this cooler weather set to continue into the middle of next week. In the forecast summary, this afternoon mostly sunny, scattered showers and thunderstorms in the Adirondacks, isolated elsewhere in the northern mountains and southern greens, highs in the upper 80s to lower 90s, some mid-90s possible in the Champlain, St. Lawrence, and Connecticut valleys, south to southwest winds 5 to 10 miles an hour. For tonight, partly cloudy, slight chance of an evening shower or thunderstorm in the northern mountains and southern greens, lows in the low to mid-60s, except mid-60s to lower 70s in the Champlain and St. Lawrence valleys. On Thursday, clouds increasing from southwest to northeast, chance of an afternoon shower in the south and in New York, highs in the mid to upper 80s north, low to mid 80s in the south, south to southwest winds around 10 miles an hour gusting to 20. On Thursday night, partly cloudy with a chance of showers, lows in the low to mid 60s, except mid 60s to lower 70s in the Champlain and St. Lawrence valleys. And for Friday, partly to mostly cloudy, a rising chance of showers and thunderstorms, mainly in the afternoon, slight chance of a severe storm in New York and in the Champlain Valley, highs again on Friday in the mid to upper 80s north and in the low to mid 80s south. I'm meteorologist Lawrence Hayes with an eye on the sky.